Man, it's good to see you guys. We have so many new. Let's welcome all of our new people. We're glad you're here. Have a lot of first-time guests today, and so we're just honored that you're in our presence, but the presence of God while we worship Him together. And so anyway, let's welcome our online church. We're glad you guys are here. Look back at the camera and say hello to you guys as well. And so we have people listening from all over. And so a lot of you are back, man. It feels good to not be sick anymore, right? And so it's so good to have so many of you back who've been out hurting and sick and that kind of stuff. I want to share a couple things real quick, and I'm Keith, by the way, for you new people. I'm the pastor here. I love leading this church. It's an honor and a blessing and just a bunch of craziness and chaos, and it's got people in it. So our church is all messed up. It's got people in it. And no, it's wonderful to be able to help lead this church and just to see our team growing like it is. You guys, we have about a little over 100 members of our church, partners we call them, and we have like 77 people who are actually actively serving on teams right now. And I just think that's an amazing, so praise God for that, and praise God for you. This could not happen without all of you guys working and serving. We had a great Dream Team party recently, and it was a lot of fun. If you missed it, please register next year if you're on the Dream Team and get involved with that. I want to say a quick word. Everybody say unify. 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 And it's kind of become a fad, in a sense, for churches to come up with a word or people to come up with a word. It's like this idea of a concept we're going to live by for this particular year. And just been thinking about that and praying about that. And my first word that came to my mind was actually grow. And because I want us to grow. We're growing. We are in the process of that. And then I was talking to Emily and some others, and we're just talking about this idea of unity. And when you come through Impact, which is our onboarding process in our church, and you walk through those steps, the first thing you're going to learn about us from the partnership agreement is that we want to protect the unity of our church. And there's so many opportunities. The more people we have, the more opportunities for being a blessing, and there's more opportunities for someone being hurt or being offended or living in victimization. And those are words coming from Freedom Group, which you better get in this time if you've never done Freedom Group. And so the idea is that if we don't stay unified, and Jesus said himself that the devil can't fight against himself, and neither can we. And so we have to be together and unified. I thought about the word unity, and that's really, the word unify is actually an action word. It's something where we are, it's something you and I have to actively produce or to help have. And so when you feel that offense, and by the way, the enemy attacked me already this morning in a way, but I'm praying Psalm 38 over my life that I don't even hear his voice. And as soon as he creeped into my head, I thought, no, this is not going to happen now. And I'm trying to learn to completely tune his voice out. I don't want to hear him. I don't want to know. Just hush up. I don't want to hear anything you have to say. Because what it does is it creates, in the moment that I'm actually talking about unity and unifying our church, he will present something in my mind to be offended about and to get hurt about. And I'm just done with that. I am so tired of it. And I just really want to enter into this year in prayer and fasting over that for our church. And so if you haven't decided already, it's been talked about on screen. We talked about it in huddle this morning. And I'll talk to you right now about it. Pray and fast over this concept of unify. Think about it. If that hasn't been on your idea of prayers, I'm going to ask you to please put that in your prayer list and begin praying every day that God will go before us and protect the unity of our church. Amen, church? Oh, man, I hadn't preached it. This is going to be the second week in a row I missed. And I'm so glad. Emily, by the way, did a fantastic job last week. She's great. I'm so proud of her. And then today, Brother Caleb is going to come. Caleb's one of our trustees. He and Montana lead our small groups. They do so much around here, and I'm so excited. He was going to actually be later in the month, and he had some guard stuff come up, and all that was going to be out of town. By the way, y'all be praying for him over these next few weeks. He's going to be heading out of here and going to do guard stuff, and thank you for serving in that way, my brother. And so I just want to call him up right now. Y'all give it up for Caleb. I want to pray over him. Lord God, I want to pray over my brother today as he speaks. I pray, Father, you will speak your word through him by the power of your spirit in the name of Jesus. Through Christ I pray. Amen. Give him heaven, brother.
Thank you. Thank you. Y'all give it up for our lead, awesome, wonderful pastor with the gray hair. He's as beautiful as ever. But now, I thought he was going to be up here for an hour and a half, and I was going to have 10 minutes to preach. But he did pretty good. So it's been, I have not actually had the opportunity. I spoke at Freedom Conference, but I haven't had the opportunity to speak on this stage, and I am an energetic person. I got a lot more energy than Pastor Keith does. As y'all can see, I'm a lot younger than Pastor Keith. So if I'm back and forth and your head's going like this, don't think nothing about it. I'm just excited because God has been faithful. As Emily said this morning, God has been faithful with this building. I mean, we come from something that is very small to something that is a lot larger, and this is just a stepping stone to where we want to go, to a massive event center with, you know, thousands of people. And it's not about the people, but it is about the people. We want to fill the empty seat. That's what we speak of highly here, and that's what we want to continue to do, is filling the empty seat. So God has been faithful to Discovery Church, and God has been faithful to you, but the question is do you see it? I just want to start off with that. And some of us may be sitting here today thinking, oh, no, he ain't really done much for me. Okay, I'm about to show you. So, today we do, as Emily said, and it's been announced, you know, we're in the attributes of God. And y'all give it up again for Emily. She did a fantastic job last week. It's not easy to get up here and talk about attributes, but I kind of took mine to a different direction. So, I'm excited, because God has been faithful in my life. And today we're going to talk about the attribute of faithful. In the New Testament, faithful is translated to the Greek pistos, which means unwavering reliability, consistency, and devotion. Just look at those words. And the one I want to really highlight is devotion. And you'll see why later on in the as we get into it. So we all, as a group, as a world, we all know what unfaithful is. We all know, and we hear it all the time, oh, that, you know, I'm a sports guy, I like sports. We all hear about all that player that left for more money. Oh, he was unfaithful to his team. Or that coach that got an opportunity somewhere else. We deem that as unfaithful. Instead, I mean, how many times have y'all walked around? How many of you are married in here? Raise your hand. Okay, we got a lot. So how many times have you looked at your spouse and said, hey, that was a faithful spouse today? You don't do it, do you? It's because we forget. It's just like reading comments through when you look at a product on Amazon or whatever. What's the first thing you're going to do? You're going to look at the reviews. What do you highlight the most? The ones that are bad. There may be 1,500,000 good comments, but there's one that's bad, and you think, oh, nope, I don't want that product. I can't do that. It's the same way we look at faithful and unfaithful. We often don't highlight how faithful somebody is. But sometimes we also miss how faithful God is, because we're so clouded by what the world tells us. So what you should know is God is faithful. So he wants nothing more than to pick you up from the mess that you're in. Dust you off, say, get back out there. We just have to accept it. So I just want to read a couple of verses here, just to highlight God's faithfulness. So 2 Thessalonians 3:3 says, but the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Lamentations 3:22-23, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. And that was something hard for me to believe as a kid growing up. I did not have much. I came from a broken home, and I'm very thankful for my mom. She's actually sitting here on the front row today. But I didn't have much of a representation of what a man should be. I didn't have much representation of what a husband should look like. So as I grew up, you know, I was a hellion. I was definition of bad. If you can even say that. Yeah, I'm saying it. It's stuck, Pastor Keith. But anyways, I was bad. And, you know, growing up, I didn't come do this stuff. I didn't go to church. I wasn't raised in church. I didn't even know, to be honest with you, I didn't like people that went to church. And some of you have that same story. Because it is. It's like, why would I go to church and be judged? I can just walk to Walmart and do that. But that's how it was. That's how I felt. And I didn't I didn't know what it looked like. So as I got older and I went through high school and things like that, it didn't get any easier. I went to church with some buddies, and I was just trying to find the next pretty girl that was at church so I could talk to her, and who cared what Jesus had to say? I didn't even know who he was, to be honest with you. And I started dabbling into drugs, started getting into that, and then I started drinking a lot. My goal was, hey, if I'm going to drink, I'm going to drink till I don't remember anything. And then I'm going to wake up somewhere I don't even know how I got here. That was always fun to me at that time, you know. It's because I had something that was missing in my life. I had something that I needed to fill up myself, but I did it with worldly things. And that's, in all that midst of everything, I was like, there was no God involved at all. And some of you are feeling like that today. Some of you are walking and you're treading water, and you just can't seem to get anywhere. You're like a hamster on a wheel. You're sitting here. I'm like, I need something more. I know something's there, but what is it? And your back's against the wall, and you think God's against you. Why would I go do this church thing? And, you know, talking about freedom, you know, small group and relationships, it scares you because you didn't have relationships growing up. That's the same way I felt. And then one day, I was driving to work, and I know some of you have heard this story before. I was driving to work, and my wife now, I went to high school with her. She was actually dating one of my best friends through high school. Crazy, right? But it was a blessing because I seen who she was. So one day, I was driving to work, and I was like, hey, I just prayed. I was like, I don't know what to do. You ever felt like you're lost? Like, I don't know what you got for me. And we was coming up close to senior, you know, I was about to graduate, things like that. So I didn't know what my future held. I was like, I don't know what I really want to do. And then I got to thinking, I was like, I'm not going to college, school, and no, not for me. So then I joined the military. And I was driving to work that day, and I was like, I just want something, you know, and I just felt. And that's the first time I think I've actually ever prayed. I just said, God, I don't know what this feeling is. I don't know what you're doing to me. I don't know what this is at all. But I want a woman like her. And, you know, obviously you can see he gave me her. So that is his faithfulness. But she has helped be a part of saving my life. Because to be honest with you, I don't know where I would be. I don't know if I would have volunteered to go to war and do a bunch of other things that did not pertain to family, because my idea was not family life. My idea was nothing to do with church. My idea was nothing to do with kids. My idea was nothing. I just wanted to go be all I could be for something else, but it wasn't for God. And then the other day she said, you know, babe, I thank you so much for helping make my dreams come true. And hers was just to be a mom. And I just told her, I said, I thank you for changing mine, because now I get the opportunity. And through all of that, God was faithful. I was running as fast as I could possibly run, and he was still there. All I had to do was turn around and see. And some of us are running today. But it doesn't end there. It doesn't stop. None of this stops. You have to keep fighting. And today I want to highlight, I'm actually going to do something different, back porch. I'm going to read the verse, I'm going to read Exodus first, and then we'll highlight back to that point you got back there. So Exodus 34, 6 through 11, this is God talking to Moses. And this is the process of God using Moses to free the Israelites from Egypt. And he says this, God speaking to Moses here, and he passed in front of Moses proclaiming, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. Is this on the screen? No? Well, if you've got your Bibles, follow along with me. We're in Exodus 34. We're on verse 6 through 11. And then verse 7 says, maintaining love to thousands and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin, yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children and their children for the sin of their parents to the third and fourth generation. Talk this generational curses. You hear that a lot. And we talk about it. And at Freedom, I am part of a generational curse. I was going to nowhere, and then I decided, hey, I'm gonna stop it right here. And verse 8 says, Moses bowed to the ground at once and worshiped. Lord, he said, if I have found favor in your eyes, then let the Lord go with us. Although this is a stiff-necked people, forgive our wickedness and our sin and take us as your inheritance. And verse 10 says, then the Lord said, I am making a covenant with you. Before all your people, I will do wonders never before done in the nation and all the world. Talk about faithful. The people you live among will see how awesome is the work that I, the Lord, will do for you. But this is something I want to highlight. Look at this next verse. Listen to what he says. First it says, obey what I command you today. I will drive out before you the Amorites, Canaanites, Hittites, Perizzites, Hivites, have a bunch of Zites, and all them Zites. Because that's a lot of words that I don't even know how to pronounce them. But hey, Jesus loves you. But that's the thing I wanted to highlight there. Obey. There's something that's going to take you. You're going to require something. Faithfulness ain't just coming. You're going to have to do your part. And when I look, you can go back to the before that. Let's go back to the word. As I was preparing this sermon, and I got to thinking, I was like, well, God has been faithful. And Pastor Keith was talking about it. He was like, oh, yeah, you know, I want you to speak on faithfulness. God's been faithful in your life. And I said, yeah, you're right. He has been faithful in my life. But I got to thinking, I was like, man, but you got to put scripture in there. He's been faithful to me. But, hey, we need to talk about how faithful he is all the time. And he is. He's faithful all the way from from Genesis to Revelation. There's faithfulness of God in there. But I was looking one day, and I called him. It instantly took me to Hebrews 11. And I started asking him, I said, hey, because I'm new to this, you know, and he's done this for a while. As you can see, he's got gray hair. But I'm kidding. I love you, Pastor Keith. But anyways, I rely on him a lot. And I called him, and I said, hey, I don't want to sit here and read all of Hebrews 11. So what do I do? What do I do here? And he was like, hey, you know, Hebrews 11's good, but it talks about their faithfulness to God. And I was like, okay. So I was like, well, I'm kind of stumped. You know, that's all I got. You know, that's where I was. That's what I wanted to speak about. So then I sat down one day on the couch, and I was just reading. I was like, God, I don't know what you want me to do or where you got this, where you're going with this. And I sat down, and I just Googled the word faithful. And then they're going to put it on the screen here. I've kind of threw them for a loop back there, giving them a little bit of practice. Now, y'all give it up for our back ports. They're awesome. What they do is phenomenal every day. I couldn't do any of it. I barely log into the computer myself without catching something on fire. But anyways, so I was sitting there one day, and y'all can see this word. There's a dot in the middle of it. That's an ellipsis for you English folks. I Googled it because I was like, what does that dot mean? It means something. It's where it separates the word, where it can be this word and, you know, whatever. I'm not an English major. Emily can tell you. She can get up here and tell you after I get done. But anyways, as I'm sitting here and I started talking to Pastor Keith, I was like, hey, I don't know what to do. And, you know, I sat down on the couch and I said, God, I just want you to use this opportunity. I want people to see how faithful you actually are. And as I was sitting there, I started reading this word and something hit me. I want to say it's Holy Spirit hit me. But when I look at this word, if you look, it's separated. For you to be full. For you to be full, you're going to have faith. Just read that right there. For you to fully experience what God has for you, you're going to first have to have faith. And I was like, wow, that kicked me in the foot, and toe, leg, wherever you want to be kicked at, it kicked me there. I was like, this sucks. Because sometimes it is hard. Sometimes you sit here and you pray and you pray and you pray and you're like, God, are you actually listening to me? I've been praying forever, and I still don't have that answer. But there's a season that he's going to bring you through. There's something on the other side of your darkness that he's delivering you from, but you can't see it yet. That's why he is God. So as we look at this, we do see faith is 50-50. And it's not George Strait, check yes or no type faith. How many of y'all, as a kid, you're in middle school, you know, or you first experience, you start dating, the dating world, and you're like, oh, yeah. And this song actually was part of what started a lot of this, and you sent a note, and it was like, hey, will you be my girlfriend? Check yes or no, and you slid it over. Or you passed it to your friend and said, hey, give this to her. How many of y'all did that? Raise your hand. Don't be ashamed. I did it. I did it too. But when you look at this, I just want you to think of something. Put just an extra box right there that says maybe. Just maybe. I was that guy because I always heard, hey, mom, can I have this for maybe. So I was like, hey, I took it as a yeah. So if she put maybe, then yeah. But this is something that God wants you to understand, that he is the God. Are you going to be faithful? Are you going to have faith when he's the God of your maybe? Maybe your prayer will get answered. Maybe you will get out of this situation. Are you going to be faithful in it? Is it going to happen the way you want it to? Maybe. It doesn't always happen like that. But are you willing to follow him in the maybe? And I want to ask the band to come back forward as I get ready to close. We're getting close. I want to end with a couple notes, and some of you are note takers. I wanted to end with some points. And you know, before the prayer team comes forward, I want to close with some of this. So in your notes, you're going to see you have 3 points. And as we look at this, there's 3 things that you're going to have to do when we talk about the faithfulness side of it. For you to fully receive it. For, like I said before, it says a 50-50. God is faithful in your life. And he's going to remain faithful in your life. But sometimes we have to open our eyes to just see it. And I want to do something different right now. I just want everybody in the room, I just want everybody to close their eyes. And I want you to think about the time that your back was against the wall and you thought, hey, I can't go any further. Just think about that moment. We're going to take a few seconds for you to think about this. And then when I count to 3, I want you to open your eyes. 1, 2, 3. Now open your eyes. And just remember, you're here. That time your back was against the wall, he was still faithful and he brought you through it. You're here. So what are we going to have to do? We're going to have to accept. We're going to have to accept change. Things are going to change in your life when you say, hey, I fully surrender my life to God. Things are going to change. But you have to accept it. Number 2, we have to commit. You're going to have to commit time, effort. It's going to take a lot. It's not easy to live this life, but it's worth it. And when you look through Hebrews 11, and you just read through a bunch of this, and you see, you know, the story of Cain and Abel, how God delivered them, and, you know, talking about Noah and the ark, and they were all faithful to God, but he was faithful right back. And it took them to do something, for them to say, hey, I'm going to have faith to believe that what you're saying you're going to do, you're actually going to do it. Sometimes we just have to step out and believe that God is going to do it. We just have to be uncomfortable when he does it. Sometimes it takes uncomfortableness. And 3, we have to believe. It's like I said, we have to believe that God is God and we are not. We have to believe that he is working on our behalf because he loves us. He is who he says he is, and he wants to deliver us from whatever it is we're going through. And I want the prayer team to come forward. And if you're struggling right now, if you're in a situation in your life and you're thinking, oh, I've been through a lot, and you know, my back is still against the wall, and God still hasn't delivered me from whatever that may be. Your time's coming. It's there. But the question is when it's not the answer you want, are you still going to be faithful in that moment? Are you still going to trust God and say, hey, you've been faithful up to this point. You're going to continue to be faithful after this. And some of us are sitting here thinking, oh, I'm not worthy. He can't fix me. I don't know if y'all understand. In John 5, he healed a man that had no name. I don't know if you go read it. He had no name. There was a man laying by a pool. It didn't give you his description, didn't give you his name. He didn't even have an identity to us. But God still healed him. He said, pick up your mat and walk. Sometimes some of us need to stop being in our feelings and stop thinking that God's not going to heal us, because if he can heal somebody that doesn't have a name, I promise you, you have an identity. You have a purpose. You have authority that God has placed inside of you. You just have to get up and walk. So I want to challenge you today. I want to challenge you. If you're in this situation and you're sitting and you think your back's against the wall and you think God does not have anything for me, I just want you to come forward and pray with these people. I just want you to pray with the prayer team here. And I just want you to say, God, I surrender it. God, I give it to you. I'm tired of holding this weight. You're faithful. Because he's going to be faithful to you. You just have to receive it. Just like in my situation, in my life, my back was against the wall. I had nothing. I didn't know where I was going. I was lost. But all it took was for me to turn around and say, God, you are faithful. I prayed for something, and he did answer. Sometimes that's not the situation you're going to get. That's not the answer you're going to get. But sometimes it's always greater. Sometimes when you do pray and the answer that you ask for is not fulfilled, he's still working in something to deliver you, but you just got to be receiving. You just got to open your hands and say, God, I receive it. You are faithful. You've been faithful. I'm sitting here because of you. You are faithful. So I just want to pray, and I want to challenge you. Please stand to your feet. And I just want to challenge you. If you're hurting in this moment and you think God is not faithful in my life, I just challenge you to come forward. Pray with somebody. Father God, thank you so much that you are faithful, God. God, thank you that you have showed yourself faithful time and time again. And God, I just thank you for being faithful in my life. God, I thank you for being faithful in the existence of Discovery Church. And God, I thank you for more to come in 2024. And God, I pray right now for that person that is sitting there thinking, I don't amount to nothing. I can't be nothing. I can't be a difference. But how could God actually love me? God, I pray for that person right now. God, I pray that they just step out, step forward, and believe that you are faithful. And Lord, we love you and we thank you that you have chosen us. You have given us an opportunity to be in your presence today, God. I just honor you. And Lord, thank you for letting us see 2024. And God, I expect it and believe in what you're going to do this year. We love you. We honor you. It's in your name we pray. Amen.